This week, Portland Seed Fund has a trifecta of announcements. Dave Hirsch, former CEO of Jive, releases a new book. The sports bra garners investment from the co-founder of Reddit. Fanwagon takes the Demolicious Belt. Let's get into it. Hello. Thanks for making time to be here. Lots of stuff to cover this week. Lots of news. Lots of funding news, as it were. Not only about who's getting funding, but who's doing the funding. So the biggest story this week was Portland Seed Fund had kind of a trifecta of announcements. First and foremost, probably most important to you here, is Shashi Jain has joined Portland Seed Fund as a venture partner. Anyone who's been around the Portland startup community for a minute knows Shashi. But if you don't, Shashi was a founder, helped run Startup Weekends here in Portland, is huge in the 3D printing space, worked at Intel, now at Portland Seed Fund. So giving them yet another perspective to assess potential investments, they're at the Portland Seed Fund, and they have a whole new fund out of which to invest. I can't remember what it's called. What is that fund called? Their new fund, the Intrepid Oregon Fund, is the awarded commercialization gap fund from the state of Oregon. And this is really designed to help companies or projects that are coming out of research and science really bridge that gap between, you know, maybe research grants and actual institutional VC. So it's basically funding that comes from the state that Portland Seed Fund is being put in charge of to manage and invest on behalf of the state. So they'll be looking for opportunities coming out of that space. Quite a few companies in the area have received funding from the Gap Fund in the past. Shashi, big news. New fund, big news. And then they highlighted three new investments that they've made. Two out of that commercialization gap fund, the Intrepid Oregon Fund, which are Bold Reuse and Solid Carbon. So congrats to those founders and welcome to the Portland Seed Fund portfolio. The third Portland Seed Fund investment that was announced was Trace, which is a company that was formed by folks from Magic Leap, who recognized in their experience at Magic Leap that really developing AR, VR, XR content was a little more difficult than it should be. So this company, Trace, is designed to simplify the creation of that content. You know, you can think about it like a WordPress or a Squarespace for developing AR content. Really designed to enable people to be more creative, especially with platforms like the, you know, Oculus or whatever Meta calls it these days. They may still call it the Oculus or the Apple Vision Pro or those kind of things. Like, we have the hardware, we have the platforms, but now we need people developing content on it. So much in the same way that in the old days, things like Dreamweaver and FrontPage and those kind of things helped people build websites, Trace is really designed to help people build AR experiences. So congrats to all those folks that have received funding. Congrats to Portland Seed Fund on their new fund. But most of all, congratulations to Portland Seed Fund on making a really solid hire in selecting Shashi Jain. I'm really glad you made it here this week. I'd love to see you here next week. To make that happen, please subscribe. Super easy. Just subscribe. I'll see you again next week. Cool? Cool. Thank you. Another investment kind of falls out of the tech realm, but yet still touches the tech realm, is the sports bra. Have you heard of the sports bra? It's a local bar totally focused on women's sports. That's what the founder wanted to do. And, you know, after these last NCAA basketball playoffs, women's sports. We live in Portland, so we're used to the excitement about women's sports, especially with a fantastic team like the Portland Thorns. But I think the whole nation got a taste of women's sports during the NCAA women's basketball tournament this year. Lots of stuff going on. Caitlin Clark signing with Nike, big deal, all that kind of stuff. And the sports bra is designed to cater to that. Well, Alexis Ohanian, one of the co-founders of Reddit, recognized the potential in the sports bra and is now providing funding through the 776 Foundation to help the sports bra franchise, potentially nationwide, or who knows, maybe potentially internationally. Just going to show that it's a brilliant idea, it's well-timed, and it's something that could expand across the U.S. So congratulations to the sports bra for proving out the potential of a sports bar focused purely on women's sports. And I look forward to following their growth as they franchise across the U.S. And who knows, maybe elsewhere. Equity-based financing like venture capital can be both positive and negative. It has, you know, positive effects on companies. Often it has negative effects on companies. And sometimes what happens is a startup that takes venture funding gets stuck. How do they get unstuck? Well, that's the idea behind Dave Hirsch's new book called Reignition. If you haven't heard of Dave Hirsch, he was the CEO of Jive Software. A brief history of Jive, started by Bill Lynch and Matt Tucker. Dave Hirsch joins as their founding CEO. They move the company to Portland, take up residence at the Portland State Business Accelerator. They grow, they get a bunch of funding from like name brand VCs like Kleiner Perkins and Sequoia. And then they wind up, you know, really just kind of getting stuck. And Dave was right there in the middle of it, got to experience it firsthand. Rip good times hits, they're forced to do layoffs. Dave realizes that they're capable of running more efficiently with a smaller team and, you know, kind of puts them on the path to an IPO, which then winds up having Dave move out of the CEO role so that another CEO can come in and take them over the finish line for the IPO. Dave goes on to work at Andreessen Horowitz for a while, A16Z. And then he also kind of gets into this mode of finding distressed assets, companies that are kind of stuck, like Jive was stuck, and either purchasing them outright or investing in them to help get them unstuck, or maybe advising them to help get them unstuck. Has a company called RipFog in the middle of that there. And anyway, just gains a ton of experience. And so what he's done with this book is really just like codify a lot of that experience and a lot of that advice. And what I like about the book is something that often trips up other books. Like sometimes you'll be reading a book and you're like, oh, they really wanted this to be a different book, but it's just kind of a couple books kind of mashed together. What Dave does exceptionally well is it's one part of his kind of like memoir, kind of looking back at where he was and his experiences. One part is great interviews with other founders that he's had the opportunity to, you know, either advise or work alongside. And then finally, part of it is just like, here's what you do. It's a workbook. And it's well written. All three of those formats mesh really well together in Reignition. So if you are in a startup that's stuck, or if you are a founder who is concerned that your venture-funded startup may get stuck, I highly recommend picking up Reignition and just taking your time with it. Read the stories from Dave, hear stories from the other founders, and definitely do the work that he prescribes to help you figure out how to get unstuck. It happened again. You know, Demolicious, monthly event. Now, a bunch of startups get up, they pitch, they compete against one another, the crowd votes and decides who their favorite is, and then somebody gets the big old Demolicious belt for a whole month. And then they come back to defend that belt. What I've been waiting for is for a successful title defense, but it has still not happened. This month, congratulations to FanWagon, the new Demolicious title holder. What they're really doing is keeping, you know, fan merch out of landfills by allowing fans to buy lightly used uniforms and merch from other fans. The example they were using was the Dallas Stars. There are not a lot of Dallas Stars fans here in town, although I did play them an awful lot on NHL 98 back on the Sega. So what they do is they've really created a marketplace that allows these fans to sell the stuff that they don't want anymore, or that they, you know, they maybe they have overstocked or they wear a different size now, but it allows other fans to acquire those assets without having to pay full market rate and, you know, maybe picking up some collector's items. Congratulations to FanWagon. Congratulations to Upstart Collective on another successful Demolicious. I heard it was well attended and very competitive. And also thanks to Josh Believe It for capturing video and doing a little recap of Demolicious. I will link that up so that you can see the video he provided and you'll get your own kind of taste of what it's like to be at Demolicious. Maybe Josh's film will inspire you to pitch at Demolicious, or at the very least, maybe you'll just attend. Speaking of Upstart Collective, today is the last Friday, which means that next week will be First Friday. And as always, Upstart Collective hosts their First Friday gathering to bring the startup community together. The difference this week is that it's back on the east side. Why? Well, because the weather's supposed to be good, and they have balconies and outdoor venues there that they don't necessarily have on the west side. So, if you're interested in getting together with people from the Portland startup community, hanging out, enjoying the nice weather, maybe making some friends, maybe finding a co-founder, I don't know, head to Upstart Collective for First Friday. Not today, next Friday. It's the First Friday, not last Friday, First Friday. First Friday, East Side Upstart Collective, Olympic Mills Building, balconies, sun, fun. I don't know, just go. You'll meet somebody, it'll be cool, I promise. Woof, I kind of flew through the news. I hope, you know, I was recording. Lots of stuff going on. Congratulations to Portland Seed Fund. Get Dave Hirsch's book. Go to Upstart Collective events. You know, congrats to FanWagon. There's just all kinds of things going on. And it was a really busy week. And things are picking up in the Portland startup community. Super excited for all the stuff that's happening. Super excited to see what Portland Seed Fund does with the new fund. Super excited to have Shashi Jain on the team at Portland Seed Fund. This is good. This is good. It's good energy right now. Hopefully you're doing okay. Hopefully you're hanging in there. Thanks again for making time to hang out with me. And until we get the chance to chat again, please keep up the good work. Don't worry, I've got you. We got videos over here that you can watch about startups and stuff. So maybe just keep on watching to your heart's content.